have Vicky Wood, who is the North Harbour Park Community Engagement Manager. That's a huge title, Vicky.
It does sound huge.
It does. Sounds great. Look, tell us, what's involved in being a Community Engagement Manager?
I came on about a year and a half ago to North Harbour because we're at the stage now where, with the development increasing, we really wanted to engage with the community and find out what they want and how they want to be involved in our community as it grows. We do a lot of events and other activities to involve the community and engage with them to decide what we progress with in the development.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of to-ing and fro-ing in that case.
Yes, that's basically what my role is, you know, being that link between the business and the community.
Okay. Give us a little bit of an overview of what's happening out there.
So North Harbour is based at Burpengary East, and we're a major development that will become a world-class precinct for lifestyle, tourism, etc., for the region and beyond. We started, first residents moved in about 2015, and since then we've been growing with about 3,000 residents at the moment, and that's progressing and more moving in each week. And that's about only 20% of the development done.
Okay.
You can kind of spread it into three different sections. We have our residential area, then we have our business park, which we intend to open in the early 2023 for the first stage.
Right.
And then we have our marina. And yes, the marina is coming, even though people still question that. It is something we are working towards. It's just a matter of progressing and doing all the approvals that we need to do to get that to kick off.
Okay. Well, this end of town, when I say town, I mean Brisbane. I mean, it really is going to be growing in the next few years, isn't it? And that this is actually part of it.
Yeah. So Moreton Bay Regional Council has created REDS, which is they're looking at major developments within the region in the next 20-odd years. And North Harbour is one of those five major projects that mm-hmm. they have put into that. And we see it as a huge benefit for the region in the fact of jobs and lifestyle and living and, you know, trying to make Moreton Bay region more of a destination rather than somewhere that people just pass through.
Right, okay. Well, I guess all this building and all this infrastructure is going to need roads and access and all those sorts of things. So what's being done to sort of to help with those sorts of things?
So that's a major part of North Harbour at the moment. We're building a $20 million road, North Harbour Boulevard.
Wow,
that's
okay.
Going through and giving us a second exit entry into the estate, and that will lead out to Buchanan's Road.
Right.
On the highway. Then we're building a $3.4 million bridge as part of that to go over Raff Creek. So we currently are in the construction phase of that, and that should be completed by March 2023.
Wow, okay. Sounds like a lot of work.
It is, but it's all to build the infrastructure and extend, you know, the community and what we can have
right.
within this region.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the business park.
Mm-hmm.
So a specific area just for business?
Yes. So over 90 hectares, acres, of business park will be mm-hmm. there right on the highway of Burpengary East,
right.
which is great access for so many manufacturing and businesses there. We're currently doing $9 million of earthworks for that, getting ready for the civil construction of that and releasing stage, as I mentioned, stage one early next year.
Right, okay. And obviously around that business park, there is also going to be a residential component.
Yes.
Okay.
So there'll be more residential. We're looking probably at about 7,000 homes within
wow.
all up,
wow.
including our marina as well as our residential section.
Yep. Okay. Again, sounds amazing.
Mm.
Okay. Well, look, all of that obviously is going to have some sort of environmental impact. But what happens or what sort of development do you do to also take that into account and to, I guess, minimise the effect on the environment but also enhance the environment?
So we work closely with all levels of government to make sure that we have the smallest impact on the environment or mm-hmm. only in a good way. Over half of our development is open space and will remain open space.
Right. Okay. So we're talking parks and things like that?
Yep. So and untouched as well. So 1,000 acres. will be open space. We're along 12 kilometres of the Caboolture River.
Yep.
And we've just, we're leaving a lot of that for the community to enjoy and the broader community to enjoy. We've, park-wise, we've already opened 6 parks.
Right, okay.
Within the development. And they're all for different age groups. So you can have a park for toddlers. So we've just opened our latest park called Harvest Park, and it's more directed towards adults. We have table tennis there, and we also have an edible garden.
Oh, wow.
Which the community can either work on further, pick what they need, leave some for others, etc.
Right.
And our childcare centre that is local is going to take the kids down there and show them where your food comes from, etc.
Look, you had me at table tennis.
Yes, right. People have been enjoying that already, so it's been wonderful.
Excellent.
And then we have our heritage park, which is our signature park, which we discovered the remnants of the original homestead from the 1860s, and we've turned that into an outdoor museum, basically. Most developers would probably come in and knock that type of thing down.
Right.
We're probably one of the first, if not the first, in Queensland to heritage list something like that as a developer, and which means no one can ever touch that.
That'll be great for the community.
Mm. So it's a $3 million park. You can walk around it. There's history there about the indentured workers as well as the original owners, etc. And it's a great space where you can picnic, barbecue. There's a 6-kilometre mountain bike track. We do park run down there.
So it really sounds like you're making it an attractive place for work and also for residents as well.
Absolutely. We want it a place where people can work, live, play, you know, and not have to go very far.
Great.
And they'll have everything there.
Great. I mean, anything to reduce that commute, isn't it?
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Well, Vicky, look, you mentioned a lot of people are moving up to the area. Obviously, you need to have houses, homes being built, and people to be able to see what they're going to buy.
Yeah, so that's why we're opening our latest display village. It's our third one since we began.
Right.
And it's probably the biggest in southeast Queensland with over 30 homes that will be on display. And, you know, even if you don't want to move into the area, you can come down and have a look, even for renovations, talk to some experts and get some help. We're doing the official opening on June 18, starting at 12 p.m. And it'll be a great day to rock. It'll be a great day to rock the block.
Excellent.
We're having a street party with free entertainment, free rides, free food for everyone. We've got Paw Patrol coming in to have a show and meet and greet some of the young families, etc. And we'll have, to finish off the night, we'll have a movie in the outdoors with Sing 2 as well.
Excellent.
And that'll launch our display village for the next couple of years. We'll have that so people can wander around and see all the great homes.
Oh, look, table tennis, free food, a movie, I'm there.
Absolutely. I think I'll be bringing down a fair few of my family and friends as well.
That is excellent. Look, thank you so much for your time this morning, Vicky.